Most of the Midwest will experience some improving weather over the next several days, and that improvement will likely come in two forms. Number one will be cooler temperatures, and number two, with scattered showers and thunderstorms. The changes that occur across the region will be somewhat gradual and occurring. We still have at least 2 days of very stressful conditions still in front of us. The afternoon temperatures today and tomorrow will likely run well into the 90s and over 100 degrees from portions of Kansas and Nebraska, as well as portions of southern South Dakota, eastward through Missouri, Kansas, parts of Iowa, and on into Illinois and portions of Indiana. But this will be the last 2 days of oppressive heat. We will definitely stress more livestock and crops during this two-day period, but there is hope at the end of these 2 days. We'll likely see the temperatures starting to cool off already tomorrow afternoon in the northernmost parts of the Midwest, where high temperatures will cool back into some upper 70 and 80 degree readings. But it'll probably be sometime on probably Thursday or Friday of this week before we really start to see the cooling trend advancing into the heart of the Midwest. But Friday and Saturday temperatures will likely be limited to the 80s and even some upper 70s across a fair amount of the eastern and northern parts of the Midwest, while the Southwest will not quite get that cool, but will at least fall back into temperatures that are more in the range of upper 80s through the 90s. We will expect the change in temperatures to come with cloudiness and some shower and thunderstorm activity as well, and some of that precipitation will begin far before the cooling trend takes place. Already last night, we saw significant rainfall occur across portions of Minnesota and some immediate neighboring states. Most of the precipitation was limited to a very narrow band in Minnesota, where we did see some 1 to 2 inch amounts, according to Doppler radar. A portion of that rainfall will likely move on southeastward today, passing into portions of Illinois and Indiana, but the precipitation will diminish considerably as it runs into the hot, dry air that will be locked into those areas. And because of that, we'll likely see only a restricted amount of rainfall, a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe as much as a half inch, but most areas will see less than a quarter of an inch of moisture. The precipitation will be welcome, but with temperatures in the 90s and over 100, it'll be pretty much useless. But as we move a little bit further into the end of this week, we'll likely see the cold front that will bring the chillier air into the region. As the front comes in, it'll likely carry with it some showers and thunderstorms that will have a little more staying power. We'll likely see rain totals running anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch in many locations, with local amounts up in the 1 to 2 inch range. Now, don't get too excited about the heavier amounts there. They will definitely be localized, and we'll need to see a greater amount of coverage of that kind of rainfall before this drought is really going to change. But at least we're going to see some cooler temperatures and an opportunity for some shower and thunderstorm activity as we get into the end of this week, and we'll likely see a couple of other disturbances bringing some follow-up precipitation to the region as we move into next week. The temperatures next week will also be in a seasonable range, with the exception of the plains and portions of the southwestern Corn Belt, where we will continue to see above normal temperatures, even though they will not be as oppressively hot as they have been. The bottom line for crops is for some improvement to take place, but the operative word here is some. We need to make note of the fact that it's going to take a large volume of rainfall to restore favorable soil moisture so that crops are not stressed the next time a drier weather-biased pattern comes back around. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.